Cyber Cities Module 8, Part 1, Communities Historical Overview, page 1 to 2. What other changes accompany this influx of people into central cities? Hint, central cities have continued to lose or, in a few cases, remain stable in total population numbers over recent decades. On the other hand, we notice that areas at the more extreme edges of the cities are growing. Metropolitan areas increase in total physical size, e.g. the GTA. Who moves to the edge? Why? Is it a class-based move, or is it based on occupation, on age, on what? What does it mean for our communities? We've heard about bedroom communities. Are we heading towards, page 2, a society made up of type 2 communities of limited liability? Barry Wellman. Wellman argues that communities continue to thrive in the environment we also investigate. He also investigates. In other articles that are not required readings, a similar group of individuals, the neighborhood, as a sociologist and specifically interested in social networks, his approach to communities falls under type 4 personal communities in our typology. He has also noted again, in some of his other recent writings, the confusion over and conflation of communities and neighborhoods. But for him, the confusion is inconsequential. His studies are focused on the individual level, and the community is defined by the person, him or herself. What does this mean for communities? How do social network analysis study community? We will continue to discuss aspects of the post-industrial city as we move through the course. Keep the thoughts about community networks and urban structures in mind as we attempt to explain what's happening in cities and where it will take us in the near future. We'll also continue to look at the role of transportation and transportation substitutes, some instances, i.e. telework, or essentially taking transport in the work to the people rather than transporting people to the work. We will look at the changing nature of work itself and its impact of community and urban structure. But first, back to our jaunt through history.